And we have our guest in the studio, Helen Zhang, who is the president of the Chinese American Association of Central Illinois and also very involved in an event going on campus and around town this week called the Fusion Fest. So welcome to the program, Helen.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. And why don't we introduce you to the audience first? Who are you? You know, talk a little bit about what you do and your involvement in the community. How long have you been in the Champaign-Urbana area?
Sure. Good morning. I'm Helen. I have moved to the community in 2006, about over 18 years ago. And we moved here because of the University of Illinois, as my husband is an astronomer. And we are really part of this university community and has been enjoying a lot.
Yes. And so you became president of this local association. Did you start it or was it already in existence when you arrived here?
This association has a long history. I think it was started over 20 years ago by a few University of Illinois faculty staff members. At the beginning, they would like to have the tradition to celebrate the festival together, and they were celebrating the festivals at each other's house. Well, this network has become larger and larger, and they start looking for some public venue and really look at and having this spirit and share this joy and celebrations with each other. And so I think prior to COVID, we had hundreds of people in the banquet.
Yeah. So wow. So why don't we talk a little bit about, for those who aren't familiar with Lunar New Year, talk a little bit about that holiday and the importance of it in the Asian community.
Yes, the Lunar New Year is the January 1st according to the lunar calendar. And many countries, particularly in Asian countries, would celebrate. It's also called Spring Festival or 春节. And it is the largest holiday in the Asian culture, very similar to this Western culture as Christmas. And that is just marked as New Year. Usually we have a countdown and New Year's Eve, and have a very big feast and to celebrate together with our family. And you probably hear in China a few days ago, we might have the largest transportation in the world because everybody wanted to go back home and celebrate this large holiday with their family.
Of course. And so doing this celebration at the university really is meaningful for all of the Asian students that attend there, right?
Certainly, as right now is a school in session, and in the Western culture, people do not normally celebrate lunar calendar, Lunar New Year. Students, you know, who are from Asian countries who celebrate this occasion usually want to do something special, or at least it's remind them this thinking of their family missing home and want to say hi to their parents.
So when people are at home in China or whatever country they come from, what are some of the traditional things that they do to celebrate Lunar New Year?
First of all, usually we definitely do some cleaning, get a house ready, decorated, and it's very looking festival. And we also have some firecrackers, and that's the tradition, shows that, you know, and very historically, this loud sound can scare away some monsters, right? That monster is called Nian. And this occasion, we always say this, farewell the past, and you embrace the future. Mm-hmm. And that's something people have very good wishes and help each other and have large feast and don't forget dumplings. That's kind of like a must during those occasions.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So how is that being replicated here in Central Illinois? So you had a banquet a couple of days ago, right? Was that on Wednesday, on New Year Day?
Previously, we usually, in the Chinese American Association of Central Illinois, we hosted a banquet, particularly for the members of the association guests. And since the association, now we have got so much larger population, and students from China, and faculty staff, and plus people really embrace this new cultural. And our university housing Asian American Cultural Center, a number of collaborators hosted very large dining right on January 29th. Mm-hmm. Chinese American Association was also part of it, and we had wonderful performances and very nice feast. As that's a buffet style, you can pick anything. We were surprised that not only we have crack dumpling and real dumpling and the Mongolian beef and some other selections. Mm-hmm. And feel like they ask me, hey, how good is the quality? For the university housing, you have to say this is a top of a notch compared to when I was a college student and share with some others. And I would say this is a really amazing feast for the students' community.
Yeah, so that was great. The kickoff of the celebration, right?
It was. And so today is the third day of the Spring Festival, which usually we celebrate for 15 days.
And tell us about the events then coming up. We know about this concert on Sunday night. Can you talk about that and any other events going on?
Sure. The concert, branded as Fusion Fest, to celebrate Lunar New Year, and particularly we want to invite as diversify as possible and to celebrate this Asian cultural. And on the show, that's a combination between local orchestras, which we worked with East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, as well as Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra. And we have a number of professionals, plus an alumni from University of Illinois, Dr. Jiafeng Yan. Now he's a professor, soloist, pianist. Hmm. And so he will be on the stage, and both orchestras will play significant pieces from China. And not only those orchestra pieces, you'll also hear Peking Opera and Taekwondo from South Korea, Wushu from East Asia, and a number of dances, including both traditional as well as modern dance, and brought by the community members as well as very talented students community.
Wow. Yeah, and there are a number of Asian students in the youth orchestra, I know, so mm-hmm. that will be very meaningful for them as well, I'm certain.
I would think so, as they had their winter concert in January, mm-hmm. and they're very talented. And
extremely,
now,
yes.
Yes, I think with these young students, including Asian students in the orchestra, as well as non-Asian students, this is a great opportunity for them to play the most important orchestra piece from China, and that's the Yellow River Concerto.
Looking forward to it. That should be a lot of fun. And then beyond that, you're doing this, doing a lot of work with the celebration of the Lunar New Year and the Fusion Fest event. Beyond that, what other activities does the Chinese American Association do? What are the activities that you, what's your goal over the course of the year?
For the association, our main goal is to embrace cultural, bridging cultures. Mm-hmm. And we want to open door, be more inclusive, working with others, and I love this opportunity. You can learn more about Asian culture, and we want to embrace with the local community. And we would like to help both residents as well as students. And so with that, last year, we have done a number of initiatives, activities including, of course, during the holidays, we do celebrations such as the Dragon Boat mm-hmm. celebration. Mm-hmm. And we also have the Mid-Autumn Festival, and that's which we normally say the brightest moon, the fullest moon for the year, which we celebrate harvest. And so last year, we had a very, very large celebration hosted at Sibu Center for Design, and ranging cultural activities, crafting, and performances. And we have the Youth Arts Competition Awards going on. Mm. So our organization is really looking at both outward, inward to help the community. And we also launched a personal growth series and working with people who have a mentorship. And we were so grateful. Dr. Pam Lau, community college
at
president
Parkland college.
At Parkland.
Yes, yes,
and
course.
She was here, as you all know, she's very, very well known locally mm-hmm. as Asian women, successful. And she shared her journey with us mm-hmm. at different occasions. So I think with today, the large population from Asian countries, particularly China, and we wanted people to feel a belonging and also not just mingled with their own people, only Chinese. It's important. We want to fusion. We want to work with others so they can experience the American culture. They can get used to the local customers, get them ready, become more successful for their academic, their career when they when the students are ready. And likewise for the residents, it's important we have the bond in working with others. And that's why we say bridging cultures is a key. We want to embrace this diversity and bring more interesting and celebrations and inspiration, friendship in this community.
You can never have too many holidays. I think Fusion Fest is a great idea, yeah. And we'll be looking to celebrate Lunar New Year on Sunday.
And it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, the organization, I think. I think that is a beautiful mission to have.
Thank you. And I really want to say a big thank you to all the collaborating agencies. As the Chinese Students Scholar Association, in which they're the leading organization for the Chinese students on campus, they work really hard and tirelessly did a lot of work. And we also have collaborator in the community, New American Welcome Center, which is part of University Y. And they're connecting with the community very closely. And of course, I have to say a big thank you to the Kreiner Center for the Performing Arts. They just opened the door, allowed us to host this event. Yeah. And for this community, it's truly become more welcoming. And I'm personally amazed. So many celebrations, so many people talk about it and made us feel more proud. So in the meantime, don't forget, we presented a small art exhibition right at the Kreiner Center lobby, curated by Dr. Yan Wang. And he is a long-term resident here and a very passionate art appreciation and art collector. So he has presented his personal collection, and including another private collector, Mr. Liu. So you go to Kreiner, you can take a look, and at least you can get a little bit taste about the Chinese scholars' treasures, including their painting, calligraphy, porcelain, tea cultural, music, dances, etc. So something to embrace your cultural experience.
So you may want to go a little early if you're going to attend the concert on Sunday and have a chance to browse and look at all the art that's
And what time does the concert begin?
The actual concert begins at 6 p.m. this Sunday. And not only in Kreiner lobby, there is an exhibition. We actually have a pre-show, which is hosted about 5-minute walk at Asian American Cultural Center right on campus. And over there, we're going to have a number of those cultural activities, crafting activities. So bring the kids and having some college students. And we were very amazed and impressed. And we had an activity to learn how to write Chinese character, which you can write fortune, you can write love or good health or any good wishes using the pen brush. And that was a hit on Lunar New Year Day. If you really want to experience a little bit Asian cultural, you know, anything like that, and come a little bit early at 3:30, the door opens and we have snacks and even dinner on sale on the day, and to truly enrich your experience. And I hope you can say, well, I haven't been to China, I haven't been to Asia, but look, I have a very authentic experience right in town, right at the heart of the University of Illinois, because all this diversity and different people who come to this community, they bring the staff from their home countries and share with all. That makes this community very welcoming.
Yeah, and we honor all the diversity here for sure and appreciate all the work that you've done. It sounds like the Chinese American Association has done a lot of work and will continue to do so. Thank you so much for your effort. Thank you for being on the program today, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Thank you so much, Vicky, Mark, and don't miss this event, and we'd love you all to have a very good experience on it.
Yeah, great. This is a great opportunity for residents of Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah, thank you. Helen Yang, who is Zhang? Did I say it wrong? What is it?
Helen Zhang.
Zhang. Okay, of the Chinese American Association of Central Illinois. We appreciate you being here.